Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Aaron Nagler here, hosting with the mosting. I don't know what that means. Davante Adams, get him extended. Come on now, Packers. I understand that you want to keep your options open as much as possible, but this is a no-brainer. This is a guy you want on your team. He's the core member of your unit. Get it done. I know the draft's coming up. You can juggle with more than one thing at a time. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Davante Adams should have been extended prior to free agency starting. Those are my thoughts on the subject. I still have zero doubt it'll get done this summer. I just wish it was done right now because I'm an impatient man. That's how I roll. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see everybody. Feels like things are looking up. Well, that's good, Lenny. I'm glad to hear that. Here we are in your Packers daily therapy session. That's what I like to hear. Bill McKinney or Yosh, which goat is the goatiest? Bill McKinney, holy cow, what a game last night. For those of you who didn't stay up, the Brewers won yet another thriller. Not even a thriller, they just kind of took care of business. But McKinney had a home run and an amazing catch to keep the Padres off the board when they had multiple guys on. Great, great game. Lots of fun. And hello, Corbin Burns. Let's fucking go. That's what I'm talking about. I try to avoid the Packers Daily earworm, but it's impossible. Hey, man, I'm just here to get in your head. Sup, Nagler from Louisiana. What's up, Jonathan? How are you? How's Louisiana treating you? Good morning from New York City. I hope you're well. Hey, Nags, agreed. Davante is more valuable than Aaron Jones, so he better be extended. I don't know. Okay, well, let's slow down here. I mean, he is probably a better player overall, but more valuable? Yes, he is valuable. There's no doubt about it. But the Packers have won every game he's missed due to injury the last 2 years. It's not like he's irreplaceable. He is obviously a premier talent and a core member of your football team. The value thing is interesting, though. Yosh will be the Bill McKinney of the Packers. All right, Steven. I'm down. You guys know I'm Yosh Nyman. Let's go. Run it up the flagpole. I'm all in. McAfee and Grussy are rad. Any truth to the leaked love to Pat's trade? No. That is completely, entirely, 1,000,000,000% fake. Stop believing the internet. What's a Davante extension look like, in my opinion? Probably, I would think, 4 years. Maybe they get it to five. I doubt it, though. I don't think he quite hits the Cardinals wide receiver. Oh, my God. What's it? DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think he hits the Hopkins number. I think he just gets under it. I think Hopkins is hovering right above 27 per. I think Davante probably comes in at around 25 per, probably making him the second highest paid wide receiver in the league. Obviously, the Cardinals have the ace in the hole when it comes to doling out contracts because they have a quarterback on a rookie deal, and that is the golden ticket in the NFL these days. I do think the Packers will do right by Davante, though. They'll get close to that. Josh, thanks for the super chat. I'm hopping on the Osa hype train, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get Kenny Clark some help. Look, man, I don't ask for a lot. A cold beer, noon kickoff, and some help for Kenny Clark. That's it. You just go there. Let's check those three, and I'm done. I'm good. I'm a happy guy. I'm a simple man. Get Kenny Clark some help, and Osa would go a long way to doing that. Nags, are you waiting on the waiting list for the Packers season tickets? I'm sitting at about 55,000 on the list. We're favored nation. We're probably pretty close. Last time I checked, I was hovering around 56,000, although that was a long time ago, so I may have moved up by now. So probably I'm probably above that. I'm probably, if I had to guess, I'd say let's go 45,000. That's probably, I should look into that. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, as long as I know I'm still on the list, I don't really care what number I am because I know I'm never going to get these tickets. But I have them as, an heirloom passed down to my children who don't care about the Packers, but they can, deal with them, have them, sell them, whatever they want to do. What nickname are we going for? Oh, geez, Joey, I have no idea. Why would the Packers let Boyle walk and then trade Love? I do not see that happening because they're not going to trade Love. It is fake. It is made up. It is the internet run amok. Duck amok, as Daffy Duck once said. Preston Mayer, thanks for the super chat. Packers could trade up to pick one and draft a punter just to see Corey's reaction. I am all in on this idea. Let's do it. I'm happy. Let's go. Rodgers or Favre? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, Aaron, when does the season schedule get announced? Sanjay, that's a good question. Traditionally, this or next week. However, last year they released a schedule after the draft. Sure looks like it's trending that direction again this season. I haven't heard any official word on that. I know there's been some rumblings about it. But, you know, traditionally it's has been late April leading up to the draft, which would obviously put it this week or next. But we haven't heard a word about it, so I would tend to think we're looking at a May release of the schedule. They are going to trade Rodgers. Not this year, Todd. Maybe eventually. Maybe not even next year. Maybe in 2 or 3 years. But it won't be this summer. I guarantee you that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. The Packers trade Jordan Love and the 29th pick, move up to 15, take their guy. The Packers select Michael Turk, punter, Arizona State. You guys are all in on the idea of the Packers drafting a punter. Now, obviously, they're not going to do it in the first round. But, man, I'm telling you. They got 10 picks. Number of day three picks. Any one of them could be a punter. And then Corey burns it all down. Colin, thanks for the super chat. Elton, long-term tackle, if interior is taken versus offensive tackle? I don't know. I really honestly don't know. I do think it's a possibility. I think there's no question he's going to have to play left tackle to start this season as David Bakhtiari comes back from his injury. Would they keep him at tackle long-term? Say David comes back and then they kick him out to right tackle and put Billy Turner at guard. That's a possibility. There's also a possibility they put him at center with Corey Linsley leaving. You know, he's an incredible luxury to have because you know you can plug him in anywhere and make it work. But I do think he'll start a tackle. Now, I think some of that is going to depend on what happens in the draft. If they find a long-term answer, at tackle in the draft, and you know that whoever that might be comes in and plays right tackle, Turner kicks into guard, and then when David Bakhtiari comes back, maybe Jenkins slides back into center. There's a number of different ways it could go. So, but could it be? Yeah, absolutely could. What's the Packers' beef with taking first-round receivers? Lachey, I don't think there's a beef. I just think they don't see the value there. And I think history and the NFL is kind of borne that out. It's kind of confirmed their thinking as far as the value in taking a first-round wide receiver. You look at most of the Super Bowl champions in the last 20 years, how many of them have had a dominant receiver, like one of those alpha guys that was drafted in the first round? It's not very common occurrence. Now, I know the Bucs just won with Evans, and I can't even remember if he's a first-rounder or not, but you know, history would suggest that wide receiver is not a position that's going to make or break you. You know, look at the Packers last year. Everyone thought they had to draft a wide receiver. They didn't do it, and they still had the number one offense in the league. You know, I get wanting a first-round wide receiver. I was really hoping they were going to get Jefferson last year because I think he's an amazing talent. But, you know, not only just the value prospect of it, but then you turn around and look at the job they've done as an organization getting talented wide receivers in rounds 2 and 3. You cannot argue with the results. Davante Adams, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, James Jones, they've done a pretty damn good job of identifying talent at that position outside of the first round. So it's hard to get too worked up about it, at least for me. Hey, question, Rodgers or Favre? Answer, Brian Brohm. That's great. What else we got? Michael, thanks for the super chat. Goody has traded up before, and I think this is a great year to trade up. Lots of teams trying to trade down. I'm betting it happens again. I honestly don't know, and I would encourage everybody to look at the latest draft video conversation I had with Paul Bredel. He really broke it down well as far as both the possibility of trading up, target most likely being 21 with the Colts, or trading down out of the first round because of the depth at positions of need for the Packers, whether it's corner, whether it's tackle, you're still going to be able to get somebody pretty damn talented if you drop down at either one of those positions and collect a few picks along the way. So yeah, it's one of those years where I, neither would surprise me. Neither would just sticking at 29 and making the pick. So, but I hear you. Yes, I do think there will be ample opportunity to trade up this year. No doubt about it. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Could you see us drafting a running back early day two, since we know LaFleur likes to carry an extra runner and Goody is okay with pissing off fans? Well, trust me, Goody does not care about the fan reaction at all. I mean, I think last year proves that. Could they on day two, only if it's in what is in their eyes an insane value? Like if it's someone who they have an incredibly high grade on, who drops all the way down to the end of the second round, they think, hey, this is a top 20 player in this draft. And here he is sitting at, you know, 100 and whatever, then maybe. But even then, I tend to doubt it. I think they'll look to day three. I do think they'll draft a back, but I'd be surprised if it was on day two. But you never know. They've surprised me before. Goodness knows. But I like the value is where I think it could possibly happen. If, like I said, if it's a guy who they think, we can't even believe this guy's available, like then maybe. But even then, I think it's a long shot. Robert, thanks for the super chat. If Caleb Farley drops into the 17-25 range, trade up for him, right or wrong? I'd be lying if I said it was wrong, because it all depends on their evaluation of the prospect. And if they are in on him, yeah, of course, you go get your guy. You know, especially that 21 spot with the Colts. That is going to be a ripe pick for the Packers if they want to trade up. The Colts need picks. Gets the Packers in front of a couple other teams that have similar needs. But yeah, I mean, as far as Farley in particular, man, without knowing their evaluation of him, it's impossible to say, really. But yes, that is certainly a range where I could see, like I said, 21 is a spot where the action could be. What a super chat. Thanks, Dustin. Brian Bulaga, Iowa. Except you spelled Brian wrong. God, man's out the door for a year and a half and you're already spelling his name wrong. Come on, Dustin. Disappointed. Packers need to take the best available defensive lineman in the first round. Lewis, I'm all for getting Kenny Clark help along the front. You know this. I've said this repeatedly. But just taking somebody in the first round just to take them positionally is a real bad way of going around drafting. Most of the guys who will be available when the Packers pick probably aren't a value match at 29. Unless by some miracle Barmore slips. I would be shocked, but you never know. But hey, Osa, my boy, Odighizuwa from UCLA, he's probably going to be available in the second round. And I think he would be an instant upgrade, help, / home wrecker along the defensive line. And I'm all for it. Just because you get a guy, you know, in the first round doesn't mean it's great value. You know, I think the Packers will look most likely at a position that there's a little bit more depth, whether it's tackle, corner, maybe wide receiver, though I doubt it. But hey, I say all that. Now they'll watch them. They'll take a defensive tackle in the first round, right? That's the way the world works. But again, I tend to doubt it. Packers are hosting a virtual one with Wayne Larrivee, who is great, but doesn't exactly bring the hype. Cheesehead TV is doing one with Patreon members and players again. We are indeed. And if you aren't a Patreon member, you can still watch the live stream. You just won't be participating in the Zoom. But we will be having a live stream for all 3 days, starting Thursday night, obviously kicking off at 8 p.m. Eastern or just before the start of the draft. We'll go through the entirety of the first round. All night Friday night for rounds 2 and 3, and then all day Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun hanging out. Patreon members, you know who you are. Now, speaking of Patreon members, we have our Patreon happy hour tonight. So if you are a Patreon member, I'll see you there tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you haven't signed up, good time to do so. Hop on, come hang out on our Patreon Zoom happy hour each and every Wednesday. And then next week, you can hang out on our live Zoom call. And as Joey said, we have couple players slated to stop by. Media members will be stopping by. It's a hang. It's a vibe. It's a lot of fun. It's very casual. We ain't breaking stuff down like, you know, Todd McShay or something. But yeah, we have lots of fun. It was a really good time last year. It's only going to be more fun this year. Joan, good morning. How are you? Patreon Zoom. Woo. Happy hour is a casual, relaxed, fun time. I agree, Pogs. I tell you what, it's settled into a really good vibe. It's kind of the highlight of my week every week. I don't know what that says about me, but it is a really good time. We need some defensive playmakers, tacklers, number one. Well, yeah, tacklers would be nice. I'm all for anybody who can tackle. I thought the Packers improved their tackling last year a bit as the year went on, but then there were moments of horrificness. Clearly, the game that comes to mind is the horrible showing against the Saints and Alvin Kamara running everywhere, every which way but loose on the Packers defense. But yeah, it improved as the year went on. I mean, go back and watch the Tennessee Titans game. That's a game where everyone thought Derrick Henry was going to come in and just absolutely obliterate them, and they did a really good job for the most part, other than the what was that, the read option that Tannehill took for a touchdown. I love when I get like comments like this. Rod Palmer on Facebook says, "I hope not." You hope not what, dude? I have no idea. I've been rambling for 17 minutes. That could be about anything. I'm there with you, man. I hope not too. What? I have no idea, but I hope not. William, thanks for the super chat. What are your expectations for Joe Barry? I like him. I'll tell you this. I know everybody I've talked to in the league, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it's a personnel guy, everybody loves the guy. That is a number one. So clearly he connects with people. He has a good vibe around people. People want him to succeed and really are honestly, truly, seemingly invested in the guy. Love that. Now, does that make him a good defensive coordinator? Of course not. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that the last two stops where he was less than stellar at the job were a product of the situation. And the fact that he now has way more talent than he had at those two stops will, you know, help him show his ability. And as he said in his opening press conference, you know, he's proud of his scars. They make him who he is. I love that philosophy. I love that idea. I'm right there with him. But he's got to prove it, and there are no excuses. He is Matt LaFleur's handpicked guy. He's got to get the job done. So my expectations, I'm going to start with competency and then work my way up. Like, I don't want guys playing 5 yards off on third and two or 8 yards off on third and two. I don't want three-man rushes when it's obvious they got to get to the quarterback. I just want basic shit taken care of. Call me crazy. Call me insane. That's where I start. If he hits that benchmark, the sky's the limit. I'm all in. Ben, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers has another MVP-like year and Love is balling out, does Nagler prefer to keep Rodgers or move to Love? One more year of MVP Rodgers? Oh, I absolutely keep him. Of course. You've got Jordan Love for probably 5 years if you want with the fifth-year option. He's not going anywhere. Yeah, if Rodgers has another MVP season, yes, you keep Rodgers. 100%. I don't understand. I mean, I guess I do because we live on the internet. But I don't understand everyone thinking that this has got to happen. It's do or die. It's going to happen. The Packers got to make a move. No, they've literally, and I'm using that word correctly, literally, they have years to let this play out. Years, multiple, plural. Get used to it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on Cheesehead TV, on the social channels, Packers Daily. Hey, do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I will see Patreon members tonight for the Patreon Happy Hour, 6 p.m. Eastern. The info is on the Patreon page. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to check it all out, go to patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It supports everything we do with the brand. It really is kind of the best driver of revenue that we have. It really supports the entirety of Cheesehead TV. We greatly appreciate each and every Patreon member. 6 o'clock tonight, come check it out. See what it's all about. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.